This morning I would like to talk to you about putting your faith in action. And everyone who are Christian have faith. But the Bible says that we have faith by measure, according to Romans chapter 12 verse 3. Everyone have faith by measure. Some people have little faith, some people have great faith. Now Jesus talked about great faith. And I think that what we're going to talk today, we need to have great faith. And in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Haiti is a country who has a lot of mountains. Matter of fact, the word Haiti means high land. And but I never really see a mountain move Haiti. You know, since I born there, I always at the mountain, you know, still in the same place. But I'm telling you by faith, you know, by the power of faith and prayer, I saw many mountains removed. Many mountains. And I would like to tell you some of them. When I mean mountain removed, they're removed by faith. Because that's what Jesus says. He said, if you have faith, you can speak to the mountain. And the recent mountain that I saw removed is about maybe 5 months ago. 5 months ago, every first Wednesday of the month, we have pastors meeting. All our pastors meet together for prayer, Bible study, and then report. That's how I keep track of what's going on in the field. And that day, September 6th, they announced all over the world that there will be Hurricane Irma. And, Haiti was on alert, orange, you know, the government shut down all the government office, the bank, and all public office, you know, closed, and they send the people go home to be prepared for the hurricane. But that day, my pastor and I, we meet together, wasn't really meet together for hurricane, because if they knew there will be hurricane, they won't come. But they came. And I say, pastors, brothers, we're going to pray. And we're going to ask God to cast out that hurricane from Haiti. And we cancel all other things. We focus on prayer for God to move out hurricane. Now, everywhere I go downtown, they prepare, you know, and some people cover their windows and everything. But we were praying. And we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray. After we pray, we spend about 10-15 minutes praising the Lord and thank him for what he's going to do. Do you know? There was no hurricane in Haiti. There was no hurricane. No Hurricane Irma. He destroyed Puerto Rico. He done a lot of damage in everywhere. People kept calling me, how is Haiti doing? How is it? I said, well, we are fine. You know, by the grace of God, there was no hurricane. Do you know why? Because we believe that God has power and authority to stop, to cancel that. And he did. So that's one thing. Now, as I said, Jesus is talking about great faith and little faith. The Bible says that a furious storm, like a hurricane, came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was already becoming filled. And Jesus himself was in the stern of the boat asleep. on the later caution. That's what the Bible says. Myself, I don't believe in it. You know, because I don't think the way that the boat, you know, was, I don't think Jesus was sleeping, you know. You know, my God, the Bible says that the God of Israel never sleep. How many people who believe that? But sometime the Lord went to stay silent. He stay silent. He wait to see what we're going to do. And that exactly what happened. The disciple were really scared. And they go shake him up. And they say, Lord, Lord. And they were awoke him and said, Master, don't you care if we drown? And Jesus and said, why are you so afraid? You little faith. And Jesus, you know, ordered, you know, the wind to stop. He said, be silent. And everything was quiet. Do you know, it seemed to me that I heard that voice here this morning. The voice of the Holy Spirit. Because there's still miracle today. You know, right now, what I'm talking about, right now, there's miracle all over the world. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a matter of believing Him and putting your faith in action. Amen? And Jesus said, you little faith. Now, there is another way. Again, I'm going to show you talking about great faith. He's talking about great faith. They are little faith. They are great faith. And I remember a centurion woman has a boy, and I think his servant was very sick. And he sent some elders, the Jew elders, to tell Jesus to come to heal his servant. Now Jesus was walking to go, and that man sent another brother or another elder to go to Jesus. He said, well, you don't have to go to my house. I'm not deserved to go to my house. I'm not deserve you to go to my house. Just speak the word. My servant will be healed. Just speak the word. Now, listen. This man wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a Jew. He wasn't even a Jew, you know. He was a woman. He was a pagan. But it seemed that God somehow gave him revelation of who Jesus was. That man know that Jesus is God. He said, if you are God, because myself, I am in position of authority. I have other authority above me. And I have other men under me. When I speak, when I spoke to them, they're listening to them. And when my boss spoke to me, I listen and I obey to him. Say, you just speak the word and my servant will be healed. Do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take the place at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. So God doesn't respect any person. He say, have faith. We need to put in our faith in action. Well, how we can put our faith in action? We put our faith in action when we begin to believe impossible can be possible. The thing who is impossible with men, we believe is possible with God. Because with God, all things are possible. So, this is the story of that man. I've, for 44 years of ministry in Haiti, we have seen many miracles. Many miracles. One of the miracles that we have many healing. I think last year I told you about that miracle. We have one of our pastors right now. He raised from the dead. And he is the pastor of a large church in Port-au-Prince. And he was to a place called Tobek, and he was sick. On Friday, they called me to send my car to pick him up, to bring him to hospital. I did. And Monday afternoon, they called me, told me that to come right away because he's dying. And I said, well, I thought last Friday he went to the doctor. And they said, well, Pastor, it's very serious. You got to come. So I took my wife, Franchette, and I, we drove to Tobek. It's about 8 kilometers from Lekai. When we arrived there, we saw commotions in his house. I saw his wife with the little child. She was weeping, crying. And I saw other people weeping. But I saw under his nail here, I saw a lot of blood, you know. And I asked why the blood. They told me they tried to revive him. There was no sign. And Franchette and I, we pulled the people a little bit out, you know. And we begin to focus on God, and we call the Holy Spirit. We call God. Do you know there is power in God? How many people who knows that? You know, there is power. There is power. The thing that we cannot do with our strength, you know, we can do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. So we begin to seek the Lord in prayer. And as we pray and we worship the Lord, and the power came. And when I call him, you know, he said, people were, you know, crying loudly because they've been trying to do that for 2.5 hours. There was no sign of life. And now, you know, we pray again. We pray loudly again and thank the Lord. And then we call him. He opened his mouth and opened his eyes. And he is a pastor of a church in Port-au-Prince. One time, we were in a meeting. And I talking about that story, I told the people, Pastor Lever will pass out for 2.5 hours. And he stand up. He said, Pastor Ineas, I wasn't passed out. I was dead. Because if it wasn't really for prayer, I would be dead. So that's what Jesus can do. He can do, and he's still doing it today. Amen. I saw many miracles. They're not write down. People tell me, Pastor Ineas, please write a book. You know, I say, well, I will. You know, but if I have to write, it's not going to be one book. You know, I will write many books. You know, because I have a lot of story to tell. You know, in Manish, we went to plant a church in Manish last year. We went to the last church we plant to a place called Lembe, and we went to Lembe from Lekai. It's about 12 hours drive from Lekai to Lembe. And when we arrive Lembe, we stay at school, and we spend the whole day in prayer the first day. And the first night of my crusade, everybody left. They went to the crusade by itself. I stay home and pray. And after my prayer, and I felt God say, well, you ready to go. And I took my car. And when I arrived at the crusade, the place were full with people, but they had one problem. The problem, the devil brought fear to the people. When I came there, I saw a spirit of fear already, you know, take position, you know. And someone came to tell me, they said, Pastor Ineas, you have to push right away because somebody came here. They say that they're going to throw a rock on you guys. And so they're scared. They're waiting for the missionaries, you know, and everything. I felt that the spirit of fear. So I said, no, I'm not going to preach. I want people to worship the Lord, and I pray. And I say tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, there would be no problem here. Yeah. I say, Jesus here, and he has everything under control. I told the people, don't worry, don't fear, don't have any fear, because God is in control. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And And you can see the people released. There is a release after I spoke the word. And there was peace. So we stay, worship the Lord, the presence of God. People get saved. I preach, you know, and people get saved. And we spend the whole week. There was nothing. The first thing the devil tried to do is to bring fear, you know. The Bible says that God is not giving us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and power. How many people who believe that? And that's what it takes. And we started church there. We started church because so many people get saved. We have to rent a house, you know, and start a church there, you know. But if we have to listen to what people said, we would just take our baggage and go back to Lekais, because the devil will take over. So we need, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We need faith, you know. So we need faith. There are two things who work together. It's faith and prayer. Faith and prayer. Well, I know everybody look like to pray, but sometimes we pray and we don't really exercise our faith because we pray, but we're wondering, is God going to do that? You know, he done that for Apostle Paul. He done that for, you know, so and so, but some people today even think that there is no more miracles. But I'm telling you right now, while I'm talking now, there are miracles all over the world. All over the world. You don't know about it. I don't know about it, but there are miracles all over the world. You know. And the fact that God, you know, move out, you know, hurricane, you know, armor is a miracle. You know, it's a miracle. So we praise the Lord. And there is power in God. One thing that people ask me, they say, brother, you know, so where you find money to do the ministry? Because you heard about the churches we build, and some of them is nice church. Some of them in the country, some of them in the town, and he demand a lot of money to operate Bethany Mission. You know, a lot of money. And we have 50 pastors to sponsor, to help schools. And a few years ago when I began the ministry, we bought land with Haitian money. Some land I bought them 10,000, 4,000, you know, $3,000, $20,000 Haitian. But later on, when the diaspora began to come to Haiti buying land and purchase land, American come and everybody want to sell the land with American money. So many pastors ask me, you say, Pastor Inya, what are we going to do now? You know, the land is going up. And I say, well, Jesus still, you know, in his throne, you know. and so now they realize, I remember one time I went to Port-au-Prince with one of my pastors. He is the vice president of Bethany Mission. He went to Port-au-Prince with me while we were building the church in Port-au-Prince. When I told you the pastor who dead, you know, his pastor. When he arrived, when he saw the church and he saw where the church is located, I remember one thing he said. He said, well, God is God. That's what he said. He said, God is God. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, if we can stand here today, Bethany Mission can have this place and build a church. God is God. Because the land, the owner of the land asked $120,000 American for it. And, well, here, if someone, they ask you $120,000 for a land to build a church, it's not big things, you know. You can go with to the bank, you know, the bank can finance that for you, you know. But in Haiti, it's not the way we do the transaction. Transaction in Haiti done cash for cash, you know. You're talking about $100,000? You have to have your big suitcase, you know, with the money, you know, to go. Or have a check. But anyway, after we talk about the money and we agree for $110,000. And the Lord provide that. We bought the land, we buy the highway, number one. And not only we buy the land, and we build the church, a beautiful church. One thing I believe, I don't pride for myself, but I pride for my God. I have great pride for my God. I would like to do a nice thing for God, because how many people who know God is great God? You know, so we build a nice church for God in a nice position in Port-au-Prince, and people think we are a millionaire. We say, yes, we are a millionaire because we have God, and our God is millionaire God. So that's, I could consider that as a miracle. You know, the fact that God can provide, you know, $100,000, $75,000 to buy land, and it's a miracle. Another miracle, again, before I quit. Another question. One time, a pastor came and asked me a question. He said, Pastor Ineas, I saw that you're building churches in many towns. And I said, yes. He said, well, where are you going to find money to build them? Now, you know, how Bethany Mission operate, we may go to a village. We start a church there with on the coconut leaves. If there is no house there, we put coconut leaf, we start a church there. If we start the church in a town, we rent a house, you know. But later on, we expect to buy land and build a nice building for the church, you know. So he came and asked me where I'm going to find the money to build the churches. And I said, brother, I don't have the answer. But there is someone I know that who has the answer. It's Jesus Christ. And so we were, you know, the first year, and he asked me that. And in 2006, I got a phone call. I have a phone call from Virginia. A pastor friend of mine called me. He said, well, Brother Ineas, when you coming to America? And I said, well, I am in America. Right now, I am in New Jersey with my wife. He said, well, we would like you to come down in Hampton, Virginia, because I want you to meet somebody. Well, don't know. I don't have to tell you how I feel, you know. And so I flew into Hampton, and he picked me up at the airport. He brought me to an office of a man who's the CEO of International Cooperating Ministry. What he did, he built churches all over the world. And he asked me, Pastor, you know, how many churches you want to build? And I said, well, I have many to build. He said, I will build all of them for you. You know, I was with him about 3 weeks ago, and he showed me a paper. He handed me a paper. He built 36 churches for me so far. And he told me that if I want to build more, he will. And I will. I'm sure that before I die, I will build more again. So that's what I'm talking about faith, putting your faith in action. People ask me for money, you know. I told them that I don't need money for ministry. I need faith. Because I have somebody who already has the money. His name is Jesus Christ. You know. And so Freshet and I, we believe in prayer. Not only we believe in prayer, we believe in miracles. And because we believe that as we pray, the Lord listening and he will react. You know, so today I encourage you, God can do great things to you. He can do great things with you. But you have to make yourself available. You have to trust God. You have to know that God is God. He is not a man. The Bible says that God is not a man to lie or a man to change his word. You know, he is God. Now, before I quit, we have my oldest daughter have three children. The last child that she has, her name called Gabriela. She's really a beautiful girl. But after a couple of years, one night she was talking to her mother. I heard she cry. She wept at the telephone. And then I listened. Finally, I asked what happened. She said that this morning she went to the doctor. The doctor diagnosed her like autism. She didn't speak because at two years, she's supposed to begin to, you know, to talk. And there was no sign of talk at all. So she was, and panic, and upset and crying, And I said, well, Naomi, don't cry. Bring the child to us. The Lord going to taking care of that. And she said, no, I don't know, and I'll talk to my husband. And I said, well, talk to him and bring her to us. And that's what happened. She brought Gabriela to us. Do you know? Now Gabriela speak. Yeah. Yeah. In a matter of fact, she speak too much. You know? Because that's what the Lord done. All thing that God done, he done marvelous thing, right? The other day she went to me because that day she wasn't go to school. So she came to me and she said, Papi, I want you to come down. Her mother gave her a gift, a house, but the house closed, Somebody have to open it for her, She can't open it. She came and she asked me to come down to open her game for us. So I was taking time to dress myself. And she come back. She said, Papi, what takes you so long to come to help me, And I said, I'm coming, honey, So you can see that what God has done. God can do anything. He can raise people from the dead. He can heal people. He can make you a great man and woman of God. It's a matter of trust God. It's a matter of our faith.